Shalom to everyone and greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us praise the Lord for the heavenly atmosphere that He has placed within us, an atmosphere we can truly enter and dwell in. For our Lord Himself declared in the book of Luke, chapter 17, 21, He said, "The kingdom of God is within you." So let us give thanks for this divine access and for the privilege that we can stand in His presence, that we can breathe in the air of the divine atmosphere. It's such a sacred place. We can taste the richness of His glory and sense the beauty of the heavenly atmosphere that He has prepared for us. In this heavenly city, nothing unclean can enter. It's a city with a true and unshakable foundation, whose builder and maker is God. And the very essence of this city is so pure, it's so clean, and it's an atmosphere untouched by corruption. The spiritual air that we breathe there is free from all things that defile us. We cannot defile ourselves in such an atmosphere, for there is no trace of any wickedness, of any spiritual pollution. But we find that in the city that we are in now, in this present evil world, it's filled with pollution and corruption. That's why we are in need of the present truth to wash us from all these things that defile us. It was King David who saw everything unclean enter into the city. Let us read that in the book of Psalms, chapter 55, from verse 9 to 11. David says, "Destroy, O Lord, and divide their tongues, for I have seen violence and strife in the city. Day and night they go about it upon the walls thereof. Mischief also and sorrow are in the midst of it. Wickedness is in the midst thereof. Deceit and guile depart not from her streets." Wow. Look at what David saw in the city. He saw wickedness, and he listed seven things that filled its streets. And these seven we just read, they are violence, strife, mischief, sorrow, wickedness, deceit, and guile. All these evils surrounded the city day and night, corrupting its foundations and leading David to cry out to the Lord for justice and deliverance. And so must we also cry out the same way as David was crying. We too must see the works of the flesh, because in this body of death we have these seven things contained within. Just as David saw them, we must see them. We must acknowledge them. We must cry out unto the Lord to deliver us from this body of death. Just as Paul, our brother, was crying and groaning for the redemption of the body. For this body is unclean. We must groan the same way. We must cry out in the same spirit for this deliverance. And we must realize that in this body, we are so absent from God. And we are actually likened unto prisoners who are appointed to death. For we have death reigning in our bodies. But blessed be the one who overcame death, for he is able to quicken our mortal bodies. Amen. Let us read the book of Romans, chapter 8, from verse 10 and 11. "And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness." Amen. So we see here that the body is dead because of sin, but because of righteousness, the spirit is alive. And then it continues to say, "But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you." Beautiful words. The body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life and will surely quicken our mortal bodies into immortality, into incorruptible. But we must groan in this prison. We must groan in this body of death, because the Lord is looking down from heaven, and his ear is yielding to the groanings of his prisoners. His ear is waiting to hear these groanings. As the Lord heard the groanings of the Egyptians, of the children of Israel who were in Egypt, he heard their groanings and he delivered them from their bondage. And so also will he hear our groanings, for he is looking down from heaven. As the book of Psalms, chapter 102, verse 20 tells us, it says, "For he has looked down from heaven to hear the groaning of the prisoners, to loose those that are appointed to death." Amen. And we also find it in another place in the book of Psalms, chapter 79, verse 11. It says, "Let the groaning of the prisoner come before you. According to the greatness of your power, preserve those who are appointed to die." Amen. He is able to preserve us and to loosen the grip of death, which is holding onto our bodies. And so shall we be delivered from the prison of this body of death. And we shall enter into the eternal atmosphere, where there shall be no more death, no more pain, no more sorrow. His atmosphere has no attributes of anything that causes an offense. Amen. And just as we have read the seven things that David saw in the city of corruption, and we saw that the atmosphere in that city, and we saw the condition in that city, that it was so filthy, these seven evil things that David saw, we also see how the Lord is restoring, and how the Lord is going to leave out these things from the city of God. We see it in the book of Revelation, chapter 21. In verse 4 and in verse 27, they go hand in hand. We see the seven things that will no longer be present in the atmosphere of the city of God. And let us read in verse 4, it says, "And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." And it continues in verse 27 to say, "There shall be nothing that enters in that makes you defiled, neither whatsoever worketh an abomination, nor whatsoever maketh a lie." Amen. That tells us something, that nothing unclean will enter, but only those that have been made clean by the word of God. So we saw seven things David mentioned in the city that he was in the city of this present evil world. And we also see seven things listed in the book of Revelation, chapter 21. And these seven things will not be present in the world without end. What are they? No death, no sorrow, no crying, no pain, nothing that defiles, no abomination, and nothing that makes a lie. Amen. What a beautiful atmosphere to be in. An eternal divine atmosphere that cannot be compared to the atmosphere we have today. The atmosphere that is filling this whole world with darkness, where everything unclean is roaming the streets, just as David saw it. We are seeing it, and we are crying out just as David is crying, to deliver us, Lord, to destroy these things, to destroy this city of corruption, and to inherit the true city that Abraham was looking for. And we are the children of Abraham. We are desperate for that city. What a beautiful atmosphere that he has created for us in his city. Amen. Let us pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the heavenly atmosphere that we have in your kingdom. We thank you for showing us the two different atmospheres, one of life and one of death. And we thank you, Lord, for not allowing anything unclean to enter into your atmosphere. The city whose builder and maker you are is perfect in its condition. It's perfect in its love. It's perfect in every way imaginable. We cannot comprehend how perfect and how beautiful the atmosphere is, but we have a taste of it here. May we always remember that we can taste the good word, that we are able to enter into the atmosphere that is within us, for the kingdom of God truly is within us. You have given us a taste of it now, Lord, and you have allowed us to activate it through the Spirit that you gave us. So may we always walk in this atmosphere. Because if we are in the true atmosphere, wherever we walk, Lord, we will be a blessing to others. Anyone that comes across, anyone that we see, anyone that will come before us, will truly sense this atmosphere that we carry. So our prayer is to have the grace that will infect others with your divine atmosphere, that they can also sense the reality and the glory that is in Christ Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. The Lord bless you, my dear brothers and sisters, and we will finish off with this series, A Change of Atmosphere, by the will of God tomorrow. Have a blessed night. Amen.